Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 122 for August 8th, 2006, iCombi. And now, get ready for Dick.
Hey, Dick DiBartolo, Mad's maddest writer, and the GizWiz. A different voice starting this Daily GizWiz podcast because it's our very first Turn the Table Tuesday. This is where our own Leo Laporte, you know who he is, don't you? He's been on Screensavers and other things and also has been on this podcast from time to time. Well, it's Leo's turn to present a gadget and for me to just sit back and relax. And Leo, welcome to the show.
Do I talk this much at the beginning of every show?
Come on. What is this? 115 podcasts? The first time I get to say anything? Ooh, you seem to talk an awful lot at the beginning.
Do I really go through that long a prologue, though, before we...
All right. Okay, Leo, what do you got?
Dick, you're going to love this. It's a paperclip.
But not, oh, wow.
Not just...
No,
actually...
See, notice, I support you.
Yes.
How crappy it is. So, Leo, tell us about this paperclip. Is it curly?
Sometimes I can't, though, Dick. I mean, sometimes I just try, and I just... Okay. I can't hide my shock, chagrin, and dismay at this...
Yeah, well, right.
This is actually a very cool gadget that you're going to want.
Oh, really?
if you have, and I know you do, iPod, and
I do,
and lots of how those iPod headphones, they get all tangled and they wrap up in your pocket.
Yep.
These are wireless headphones for your iPod. It's called the iCombi.
Yes.
iCombi. It's a stereo headset.
Yep. Very funny because I use an iCombi Bluetooth adapter to send my iPod music to my Oakley.
Exactly. Exactly. So they make a number of these. It is Bluetooth. Now, I have to say, my initial reaction is, oh, Bluetooth, not enough bandwidth to make good sounding headphones. These sound great. But, Dick, there's more.
Oh, Leo.
There's more.
Oh, hang. Let me catch my breath. Bluetooth headphones.
So you'll get the headphones, and you can get a variety of dongles with them. And I got the AP21 dongle, which plugs into the docking connector of an iPod. So it makes the iPod be a Bluetooth device. It's a small little thing. It's not very big. It just plugs on the bottom. And then I can hear my iPod, but...
There's more?
There's... Yes, Dick. There's more. It connects also because it's Bluetooth to my phone, my Bluetooth phone. So I'm listening to my iPod on these very nice sounding headphones, and they really look like headphones. They're the over the ear headphones, the kind that go behind your head. And you're listening, and the phone rings. You press a button. The iPod music pauses. And your phone is in the headphones, and it's got a little microphone. You never see it, but it's also in the headset. It sounds very good. So then it's my phone. I'm talking. When I'm done, I hang up, and the music starts up again.
It has that is good.
It's really cool. It has a button on the left to make phone calls, and on the right, it has the controls for the iPod. So you put the iPod and your phone in your pocket or your purse or your backpack, and you never have to take them out, and you can still do both. And I have to say... I was skeptical because Bluetooth, I thought, this isn't going to sound good, but this sounds really good. And I've made a number of calls with it, and people say, yeah, no, it doesn't sound like headset. This sounds very good. So, see, it's not
Excellent.
So bad.
No. And the price? What is the price of that, Leo? What is the price of that?
I forgot to ask the
price. Oh.
No, I think it's $129.
Okay. Think.
Oh, man, are you tough.
I know. This is my first chance.
You are so hard on me. Okay.
What do they weigh?
I don't know. All right. They're available they're available at Best Buy.
And you get them in Venice. And what store in Venezuela carries?
Nowhere. Nowhere.
But obviously not a lot of research went into this.
In Canada, you can get it at Future Shop. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And in Japan, you can get it at thanko.jp.
Kamakaraka.
No, I'm not kidding. It's Thanko.
Oh.
Thanko.jp. You thought I was joking.
Okay.
No.
Oh, yeah.
But I believe the price is $129. Might be $149. It's a little pricey. Okay. But they are good sounding headphones. Now, you can't wear them on the airplane because, of course, it's a wireless device. So.
Hey, you know what? I want to ask seriously. My little iCombi. Is it iCombi? Or
iCombi. I-C-O-M-B-I.
iCombi. Yeah. Now, mine, my adapter would only fit a nano because it's so they make, do you have to buy iPod specific?
No, you have an AP11, I think, which there are different ones for different iPods. But the one I have will go with any iPod that has a docking connector, which is all of the most recent iPods, including the nano. The iPod Photo and the iPod Video will work with all of those. But yeah, you probably should check to make sure you get the dongle that matches your iPod.
Okay.
And by the way, you can also use these headphones with your computer, with any Bluetooth device. So it doesn't just have to be an iPod. I used it with my computer. All you do is you pair the headphones. You don't need the dongle in that case. You pair the headphones to the computer, and you can listen to music. Now, there is a drawback. You can only pair to one phone and one music device at a time. So if you pair it to your computer, you're unpairing it from your iPod. I think that's probably a function of the way Bluetooth works.
Oh, okay.
It's limited. And it's a rechargeable, by the way. So you plug it into the wall.
That's good.
And it charges up. No batteries added. No external power supply. It's very light. It's pretty comfortable. I'm not a big fan of the headphones that go behind your ears. I like the over-the-top-of-your-head headphones.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
But you can wear a hat with these, and I think that's the reason. It's for skiing and stuff like
that. Does it come with a hat?
No, but you could no, hat not provided.
Oh, okay.
You provide your own hat.
Okay, very good.
This a lot, though. I'm really happy with these. The reason I asked you to let me do a product, turn the tables Tuesday, is this device.
Oh, okay. No, it's not this device.
It was this device. It was this device.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, you should have been able to try out your new cassette digitizer.
I am going to do it with that one. How did you know? You're right. And this was something that listeners recommended. I mentioned that I had these cassette Mad Minutes that Dick had produced many years ago for radio stations, but I didn't have a cassette player anymore. And they mentioned that a number of companies, including I think I got it from Geeks.com because that was the best price, like $70,
right.
Make a USB bay. If it's in your computer's, USB hard, not USB, I'm sorry, IDE hard drive slot. It plugs right in there, so it adds a cassette player to your computer, and it automatically digitizes. So I will let you know how it works. By then, I will have tried it.
Okay, and that'll so now for like the next few Tuesdays,
something new.
Something new from Leo on Turn the Table.
I could do it for a while. I have a lot of gadgets, you know.
I bet you do. We'll let this go on until
people
hate
beg
it.
Us. Yeah, not stop.
Beg us to stop.
Please stop.
Do something right.
Anything but get Turn the Table Tuesday.
No, I already got a lot of emails saying that people are very excited about that.
Oh, and, yeah. But, come on.
And quite a few of them said, be as mean as possible.
I think you succeeded. I'm hurt and devastated.
Well then you take control of signing us off.
I'll be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, no, I like it. I like it best. And next week I won't finish that thought. I'll do it on
save it
next
for
Tuesday
next
show.
Tuesday. Yeah,
but we have time for a quick other piece of email.
Yes, of course, always. I love our listener email. We get such great stuff.
Dick, I thought I'd share a funny story that you got me into a while ago. I heard your travel story about leaving old clothes behind on a trip so that you would have, you know, to leave old, take old, save old clothes on a vacation, take them, wear them, and then throw them out. It sounded like a plan. And this guy said, so I visited the Philippines and I left in the trash a pair of old pants, three old t-shirts, an old button-down shirt. I had lots of room for goodies in my suitcase. Today, I arrived back in the Philippines. Well, I checked into the hotel. They had a package for me. The staff found it, and there were all my discarded clothes washed, wrapped up, and waiting for me when I returned. He said, I had to laugh so hard. I didn't have the heart to tell them about your packing plan.
That is a nice hotel. I don't know what hotel that is, but I'm staying there next time.
Yeah.
Wow. They washed it and saved it for him.
Right.
I have left so much stuff in hotels and never saw it again. Power supplies. You know, somebody once told me that if
I saw someone wearing a power supply.
Somebody told me that if you get to a hotel without your cell phone charger or an iPod or some sort of charger, ask them, because at the front desk, they have dozens of left behind power supplies.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
I haven't, no.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I've left them. I've actually provided them.
I see.
I haven't actually tried to retrieve any of them.
Right. Exactly. So you go down to the desk and you say, you know, do you have a power supply for this? He said, you could have this, or do you want the one you left here last time?
Well, I'm staying from now on when I go to Toronto in the same hotel every time. So let's hope that that helps in the lost power supply department. Dick, we are out of time, but hey, it was kind of fun doing a Turn the Table Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday, pal, you're going to be on again. And I really, I'm looking so forward to that cassette digitizer, because I have tons of cassettes. So I hope you get to test it in the intervening
week. I promise to. And another one I want to test, they're now making USB turntables for people who want to take their albums and digitize them much more easily.
Yeah, so, and I have one on my website. And
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't. I just posted it because someone emailed me, and then someone else emailed me and said, well, that turntable is ridiculous because there's software that lets you do it. But I think what they misunderstood is that you're buying that people have vinyl records, which they hated to part with, but for some reason they did get rid of their turntable.
Right.
So this is a way that for the $140 you get the software and the USB turntable.
Exactly. So, and because it's USB, it's much easier to connect it to the computer and get the data off of it than having to have an amplifier. You know, it's hard to connect. You can't just plug a turntable into your sound
card. No, because some stylists has needed a preamp, and some of the newer amps didn't have a preamp for a cartridge. And
so this actually, it does solve a lot of problems. Anyway, will you get one or shall I get one? Because I think that we should
review. You get one.
All right, I'll see if I can get one of those.
You should get one. Yeah. Make that back to... turn the table.
Turn the turntable Tuesday.
Turn the table. Oh, Leo.
It's turn the perfect.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I'm some Yiddish word here right now. What would the word be? Plotzing? No.
Yes, would Plotzing.
It? I'm Plotzing.
We're Plotzing.com.
You know, it's funny because Matt, I learned all my Yiddish from
Mad Magazine.
Mad Magazine.
Yes, I know.
And it's written by some Italian guy.
That's very funny.
How did you know all those Yiddish words?
Oh, well, you know what? We started using Yiddish, and then we were using the same words over. And thanks to the internet, I went on and I typed in Yiddish dictionary.
You got it from the internet?
Yeah, it brought up the... I'm quelling while I'm telling you this. Right. I'm wearing my old Schmata Mad T-shirt.
He's Italian. He's not Jewish. All right. Dick, it's been fun to turn the tables Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, great. Next week we'll do it again, and I'll be here.
And we'll see you tomorrow for another Daily Gizwiz.
I'll be here.
I'll be here.
Yeah, okay. No, we'll all be here.
No, I'll be here.
D-A-I-L-Y. Okay. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.